Hi, I'm Rita Smith, registered dietitian at Martha Jefferson Hospital. Welcome to Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I'm so glad to be able to spend time with you discussing current topics in food, nutrition, health, and disease prevention. This segment is not intended to diagnose, provide medical advice, or prescribe treatment. For that, you need to see your healthcare provider. Today, I would like to talk about gestational diabetes or diabetes during pregnancy. We're seeing quite an increase in the number of gals with this problem. It actually affects about 4% of all pregnant women, or about 135,000 new cases every year in the United States. And this number is growing because people are getting heavier and heavier. And it's caused by pregnant women experiencing an insulin resistance. And that means the body is just not able to use insulin very well. And so their blood sugar numbers or blood glucose gets a little bit higher or out of range. And a recent study has shown that having a sharp weight gain in pregnancy may be a factor in the development of gestational diabetes. And in fact, a fast weight gain during the first trimester greatly increases gestational diabetes risk. Now, during the first trimester, that's the first 3 months of pregnancy, there should be minimal weight gain. And you have to go by what your physician is recommending, but really, there's not very much of a weight gain. So for women who put on a fast amount of weight and a big amount of weight in that early part of pregnancy are going to be at greater risk for gestational diabetes. Now, how do you know if you have it? Well, it has to be checked by your doctor, and your doctor will keep an eye on your glucose throughout your pregnancy. We want that fasting reading to be between 70 and 95. So the number is a little bit tighter for women who are pregnant versus the overall population. It is not good to have a high blood sugar reading and to have it not in control during your pregnancy because it can cause some complications during delivery. The surprising thing, and it's pretty cool, is that the diabetes goes away after the baby is delivered. So it's really just that time frame of during your pregnancy that the numbers need to be under control. Your doctor is going to suggest probably that you see a diabetes educator to do some testing to learn how to use a meter so you can keep an eye on your blood sugars throughout the day. And this is if you've been diagnosed with gestational diabetes. And they're also going to recommend that you see a nutritionist or a registered dietitian who specializes in diabetes care to learn about how to have an adequate diet, because you cannot just cut out all the carbs and still have a healthy baby. You have to have a very healthy food intake, a wide variety of foods, including carbohydrate foods. They cannot be eliminated. So that means having the carbohydrate foods that very slowly turn into glucose. And I think you know what some of these are. Vegetables, of course, brown rice versus white rice, multigrain and whole wheat pasta versus white pasta, multigrain and whole wheat breads and cereals, and then all fruits are great source of carbohydrate. They just need to be whole versus in the form of a juice that will be slower turning into blood sugar. And then the registered dietitian that you talk with will give you specific guidelines as to how much carbohydrate to have at each meal. Generally, it is distributed somewhat evenly between the three meals with a little bit less at breakfast time. Because of hormones that are released during nighttime sleeping, you'll be a bit more sensitive to carbohydrates in the morning time. So I think you won't have quite as much carb in the morning as you will at lunch and at dinner. And it's also important to have some healthy snacks. You probably can't eat enough at the three meals and get enough carbohydrate without including some very healthy small snacks. It will also be recommended that you have some daily exercise. A 20 or 30 minute walk is usually good enough to help even out those blood sugars during the day. So, reminder, be sure to keep up your physician appointments during your pregnancy. Get that blood work checked as recommended by your doctor. if you know diabetes runs in your family, or your mom had gestational diabetes, or you've been putting weight on a little bit quickly during this pregnancy, make sure that glucose is checked on a regular basis. You don't want to go untreated. It's very unhealthy to the baby. The baby's going to be getting a lot more glucose or sugar into it while it's growing in utero, and that means you're going to have a really big, big baby. This also overworks the pancreas of the mom if you're not well controlled, and that increases your risk for diabetes down the road. It greatly increases your risk. So you really want to get everything under good control, have a very healthy weight gain during the pregnancy, make great food choices, have a daily walk if possible. Go by the guidelines recommended by your physician, your diabetes educator, your registered dietitian. There's some great gestational diabetes information at diabetes.org. That's the association for the diabetes, National Diabetes Association. Well, that's it for today. Now, just a reminder, you can check out my weekly blog at marthajefferson.org. Click on Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I'm on Facebook at Rita Smith Registered Dietitian. Until next time, this is Rita Smith reminding you to enjoy your eating and to eat well.
I need another story, something to get off my chest. My life gets kind of boring, need something that I can confess. Till on my sleeves I stained red from all the truth that I've said.